The following podcast consists of extracts from several letters that Elizabeth wrote towards the end of her life to her own mother, for whom she had become almost a spiritual mother, encouraging her very simply along her own path of sanctity. Letter 301. You too may find rest in the arms of this God who surrounds you on all sides. We cannot leave him, but alas, sometimes we forget his holy presence and occupy ourselves with things that are not he. It's so simple, this intimacy with God. It gives rest rather than tires. Like a child rests beneath the watchful eye of its mother. Offer him all your sufferings. That is a good way of uniting yourself to him, and a prayer that is very pleasing to him. Letter 302. Live with him. I wish I could tell all souls what sources of strength, of peace, and of happiness they would find, if only they would consent to live in this intimacy. Only they don't know how to wait. If God does not give himself in some perceptible way, they leave his holy presence, and when he comes to them, laden with all his gifts, he finds no one there. The soul is outside in external things. It is not living in its depths. And letter 305. May the Master reveal to you his divine presence. It is so pleasant and sweet. It gives so much strength to the soul to believe that God loves us to the point of living in us, to become the companion of our exile, our confidant, our friend at every moment.